States have until April 24th to send certification letters to the Department of Education or risk losing $216 million in federal funding. That makes up about 10% of the State Department of Public Instruction's budget. But Underly says school districts are already complying with federal laws, and she's not going to sign recertification documents. She says the federal government shouldn't dictate how schools in Wisconsin educate kids.
We trust our local leaders, superintendents, principals, boards, educators, you know, working closely with families to make the best decisions for their students.
Wisconsin joins 14 other states in this decision. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.